Talk. It's 7:10. Not normally having live guests on Radio 2 at this time of the day, but you'll know if you're a regular listener to Sarah this morning that for months and months and months she's been angling to get Richard Armitage out of bed first thing in the morning and into the big Radio 2 studio. Welcome, Richard.
Thank you very much.
For months and months and months she's been fighting all sorts of disease and flu and infection, and this is the day she succumbs to the flu,
If she's listening, I hope she's feeling better.
She'll be champing at the bit, trying to get inside. Are you aware of your fan base? Are you aware of the loyalty of a lot of the Armitage Army?
Yes, to an extent. They're very loyal, and they email me and send me lots of nice gifts and letters. So
now, is this because you did TV stuff, or is this because they came to see you in the theatre?
I think it's mainly from TV. I think it all started during North and South, but a few of them turned up at the Vicar of Dibley live recording, I seem to remember.
Because this is the man who married Dawn French, walked off with the Vicar of Dibley. A lot of people have been... thank you for coming in, by the way.
It's a pleasure.
I know it's the best time of day, and the clocks went back, and the sunrise is looking really rather impressive over West London. But Helen's in Swansea, says, look, you outsmouldered Colin Firth's Darcy any day of the week. Can't wait for Spooks to start. The seventh series of Spooks...
Seven, yeah.
..is... how are you finding it? Because you can't give too much away, presumably. But...
No, I mean, it seems to be a distant memory for me now. We shot it at the beginning of the year, but it was great. It was really... It's interesting to see how that show's gone from strength to strength, and with each new arrival of a new character, they seem to improve on what they've done before.
Because you get tortured in this one.
I do.
There's a big thing in The Times as well, because the BBC's allegedly pushing audiences to the edge of our tolerance for realism, because there's actually... Well, you're being waterboarded, is that right?
Yes.
And they did it for real?
They did. I was given the choice, I think, I remember being given the choice as to what I would be wearing, but I didn't quite realise that, you know, when it got to the point where they were going to do it, I sort of didn't realise they were going to actually do it. But I was assured that it was safe, which it was. And I think, you know, I wanted to experience that because it was something that the character had been through, and it was a fraction of a second, and actually they didn't use a great deal of the footage. So I know that article says there's going to be quite a lot of complaints, but I think it's tolerable, and it was a small moment, you know, in Lucas's experience.
I know Sharon Stone was told that they wouldn't show that bit when she crossed her legs, but this is obviously a little more, because you're on your back. Your head is lowered, water's poured onto a cloth over your face, so you can't really breathe, and then you're supposed to tell everybody the secret to your homemade sausages or strawberry jam.
Yeah, they're trying to extract a piece of information from me, and they get it. They get it out of him very quickly.
Don't tell us the ending, for goodness sake. Is it anything like any other sort of TV you've done, in the way that they are going for the realism at the expense of... Because, you know, Craig... Dan Craig lost the tip of a finger doing a stunt.
I read that.
In this thing.
Yeah.
A lot of other people have damaged themselves, really. Jackie Chan got serious injuries when he was shooting Armour of God in 1987. Robert De Niro did three competitive boxing matches for Raging Bull. This is a long time ago. But are you ever sort of warned that this could actually hurt?
Yeah, I mean, I think... for example, with Robin Hood, every time you get on the back of a horse, you're pretty much putting yourself in danger, because it's a big, powerful animal. But, you know, more and more you're asked to do your own stunts, because they can get the camera in quite close and you know, really see that it's you. And I think the most actors want to do it, you know, to see what it feels like. And I don't know, you challenge yourself. Certainly with the waterboarding, I really wanted to challenge myself.
But you know the script. Don't pour any more water on me. You know what I'm going to say. Richard Armitage is with us on Radio 2 this morning. It's 7:14. A load of questions coming up for you.
Okay.
Which we won't waterboard you. We'll just ask you the questions. Hopefully it'll be much more comfortable after Adele. Give him my love to make you feel my love. Adele Make You Feel My Love. It's 18 minutes past seven. And in a change to our published programme, the finest medical minds are trying to make Sarah Kennedy better for tomorrow. She's got the flu, so our very best wishes for a speedy recovery. But after months and months of cajoling, she did finally convince Richard Armitage to join us on Radio 2 this morning, and then she went ill. So you're on TV tonight.
I've scared her off, haven't I?
Yeah, I think you have. It might not be flu, it just might be nerves. Or maybe the boyfriend said you're not going in with him in the studio. Obviously, you married the Vicar of Dibley.
Yes.
Would you like to work with Dawn again?
Definitely.
I mean, who wouldn't?
Yeah, I mean, I read every day in the papers there's rumours of a Christmas special or something, a return to Dibley. But and actually, I saw a little photograph of a Lucas North photograph with Dawn in the background saying, "Don't hurt my husband," which I found quite amusing.
Is Moonraker, she's called, but her email address is Cuddly Carol, so I think we're probably learning more than more. Please ask Richard how he managed to lose a stone for Spook, because he wasn't exactly fat to start with. You can't really lose much more.
I just jogged around a bit more and ate a little bit less. It was just one scene where it was quite important. You know, he's described as being malnourished, and I thought, I can't really look kind of, you know, healthy in that scene.
We're not going to read about Richard Armitage, my gastric band hell, soon.
No.
Good. Corinne's listening in Holland this morning. If you could have decided the end of the last episode of the second season of Robin Hood, how would it have ended?
I would have had Marion Guy, and then having, you know, having Robin pursuing her as a married woman. I think that would have been my ending to the second series, but it wasn't to be.
This is fantasy. Yeah. You never know.
No, you never know.
Say things on the radio, they tend to happen. In Washington, D.C., it's Margaret. Blimey, Margaret, you're so up a late night. You've got anything happening in America? Because you've got quite a fan base on that side of the Atlantic.
Nothing happening in America apart from a potential holiday at the moment. But I think probably because we're back for more Spooks at the beginning of next year, so nothing yet.
That's going to run, that.
Yeah, I hope so.
And run and run and run. Kylie is somewhere, and I don't know where you are, Kylie, but who'd win a fight, Guy of Gisborne or Lucas North?
Definitely Lucas North.
And how's your Russian?
I can probably say bicycle, apple.
Because Diane sandwich. Says, listen, how did you get... Could please get him to speak Russian, because I understand he had to learn a little for his role in Spooks, and nothing makes Diane's wee knees go weaker than a good-looking man speaking Russian.
Ah, do svidaniya. There you go.
Oh,
I think that's sort of the hello or goodbye or something.
Have that work for you, Diane. And Bridget Masters, I think she's in Leicester, because that's your original stomping ground, isn't it? And your role as John Thornton in North and South was superb, she says. Not many people could make the 19th century industrial North seem sexy. Is there any chance you could return to the theatre? Because the new Curve Theatre's opening in Leicester, and it'd be great to see you back there.
Yes, I'm going to check that place out when I go home for my yearly visit to the parents, because it's a new performance space. So, yeah, I'd certainly go down there and have a look.
All right, brilliant. Thank you for choosing Coldplay, by the way. And hang around, because if we can do the travel news in Russian with you and
Yeah,
Bowles.
I'll do it.
You sure?
Yeah.
Ooh, the world. Viva la vida from Coldplay. Richard Allinson in for Sarah Kennedy on Radio 2. It's 25 past 7. That's 7. I know you should have put the clocks back on Saturday night, but it might have just slipped. You never know. Richard Armitage is with us. Sarah's been banging on for ages to get Richard in this morning. And so you'll have to come in when she's back again.
I will, I certainly will.
And thanks for choosing Coldplay, and thanks for making people think that we're actually alive first thing in the morning. Also, if you want some correct pronunciations, not necessarily in Russian, but definitely in Welsh. Lynn Bowles is on hand to help.
I'm starting off in Scotland, though. West Dunbartonshire, A82, Dunbarton Road. It's closed eastbound. There's been an accident at the Glasgow Road. Accident on the M8. Now, that brought westbound traffic to a halt at the Hart Hill Services, Junction 5. They're letting you pass the scene now, though. Trouble in South Lanarkshire on the M74. The southbound side was closed at Junction 12 at Douglas. Ishastad was saying the queues are back to Lesmahago, which is Junction 10. Overturned vehicle still being sorted out on that southbound side. If you're northbound, it's also closed off. A separate accident at Junction 13, which is Abington. Thanks to Robert's dad for that one. Flooding in Cumbria, that's taken out the A592 north of Newby Bridge, just as you head towards Windermere. Thanks to the caller who says the flooding at Carnforth in Lancashire has all subsided. It was on the A6. Cambridge Road, one lane out. Accident on the A14, westbound at Junction 17, Leighton Bromswold. London, Marylebone Road, A501, two lanes closed, westbound at Gloucester Place. There's a breakdown in your way. Good news from Somerset, the accident at Draycott, that one's been cleared. But we've got flooding crossing between Aberystwyth and Machynlleth. It's very near to Eglwys Vach. There are diversions signposted, and look out for flooding also south of Welshpool on the A490, just south of Kingswood. Give us a call, 03700 100 200.
Can you say those Welsh names again, please? Because young Mr. Armitage is hugely impressive.
I know, brilliant. I can't point at him because I'll cover him. Machynlleth. Eglwys Vach.
And thank you to Terry Wogan, who's given us this morning the new Terry Wogan cupcake. And yes, there is a picture of his face on the front of this. How do you eat that in polite company without looking suspicious? It's very odd, isn't it? Richard Armitage, thank you for joining us this morning.
Pleasure, thanks for
asking. Do you watch yourself on the telly?
Not very often. I usually do when I'm cutting my showreel together. I sort of sit down and bear it, but I tend not to.
This is the DVD that tells other people what you've done.
Yeah. This is me. Look, there's me there.
Yeah, exactly.
Give me work. Yeah. Despite the water torture, which you can see on Spooks, I can confirm. Well, a brief. Can you confirm as well that no serious damage has resulted?
He seems just fine from this side. Oh, I don't know.
Little cut lip there.
Okay. BBC One at 9 o'clock tonight, and the second instalment of Spooks is tomorrow, and it is the top drama at the moment, and it's great to have you on the show this morning.
Thank you.